I was suddenly tired. This place, this dreadful, abhorrent place.
Miss Colleen, are you well?
I looked up into London's gentle eyes.
If I may, Mrs.
Of course, London. I'm sorry. Please sit down. We sat in silence for many minutes, just watching the dwindling flames. Finally, I spoke. London, you are a man of God.
Yes, miss.
How can you believe in an entity who allows his people to suffer so? London studied the fire without answering, but I couldn't help myself from asking. I needed something at that moment, an answer, an explanation. Hell, even a lie would have worked. It is bad enough on Butler Plantation, but here, this place, this is beyond anything any human being should have to endure.
What do you see when you look around you, miss? What do you hear?
I had no answer, and so remained silent.
Hear the music in the night wind.
London's voice was soft.
See the joy a child spins from nothing. Feel God's grace in the silence. You see, miss, it is hope that keep us going, and faith that will bring us through. It is all we have, you see, and it will bring us home.